Fergal, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Amber, and thank you for the invite. Delighted to be with you.
Delighted to have you on the show, and congratulations are in order because we haven't spoken to you since you took over the role of CEO at the RDI Hub. So congratulations. How has it been going for you?
It's been going really well. And you know what? It's been it's almost 9 months, which seems to have flown by. Yeah. But no, it's been great. I have a fantastic team. And, you know, it's some of the work that has been done over the previous 5 years has been superb. So look, it's trying to bring it to the next evolution and see what we can bring to support the businesses and make impacts in Kerry and the Southwest.
Absolutely. And you touched on it there. I think there is a great team over there and a great atmosphere, and there's always some great innovations going on, I think, over in the RDI Hub. So what maybe are some of your plans, Fergal, as you look to the future?
Look, I think, yeah, look, like I said there, the team are fantastic, but it's a community. And I think from its foundation, from the day it started, you know, Brian McCarthy of FEXCO being one of the founding partners of this, always had envisaged giving people the opportunities to stay in the region and obviously attract people into the region as well to create businesses. But I think what's happened in the past 5 years with the impact it's had, the community environment there, the support from some members and non-members, because we engage with the community outside of just the RDI itself. But the impact it's made in over 500 jobs being created. I think the upskilling of people locally, over 13,500 people upskilled, particularly in the areas of AI, has made a huge impact. So look, the plans going forward for us are all around how do we get it to the next phase and what are people looking for. So I've spent my initial months listening and learning from both the team and the demands of the businesses that are out there, because what we do is we support startups, we support SMEs, we support scale-ups and corporates and also public bodies. And what we're trying to do with them is help them innovate and adopt new technology, particularly in AI. And we're doing that in four core areas. So we've learned very much around what skills have we got internally in the RDI, what skills have our founding partners in FEXCO, MTU, Kerry County Council, and regionally what strengths we have. And we know that there are four key areas that we can expand and really hone in on to bring impact to the area. And they're going to be in the areas of fintech, sustainability, emerging tech, and then travel tech and tourism, given the regional strengths. So we're looking to really solidify and compound the work done in the first 5 years by bringing new opportunities into those spaces. And we've started that journey now.
Fantastic. It sounds brilliant, and like exciting times ahead as well, and busy times I can imagine as well, no doubt. But Fergal, you're on the show this evening to talk to us about the AI Gateway. It's been launched by yourselves at the RDI Hub. Can you explain to us, I suppose, in a nutshell, what it involves?
Yeah, sure. Look, the work we've been doing, over, as I mentioned there, over the past 6 months has been trying to listen and learn with our partners in Ireland, but also in Europe. So we work on 7 European projects with 69 partners across Europe. And delivering those programs has educated us as a team, but also for the region on what the opportunities are out there. And if I was to rewind, you know, even in my own previous world, people would have said, you know, what is an innovation hub? Is it a workspace? Is it a space where I can get a desk, etc.? And it's beyond that. You know, people aren't just looking for a workspace to come in and sit down and rent space. That's not what we're about. Our members are there to innovate. And when we've listened to them, but we've also been listening to local authorities, we've been listening to government bodies as we engage with them, and listening to the startups and corporates themselves as to what is the next phase for them in innovation. And I think we have huge supports in Ireland, fantastic supports from Enterprise Ireland, which we're proud to be part of bringing to people on upskilling, and but also bringing them on the startup and expansion journeys. But the real thing for us, the big gap that was appearing in everything we spoke about with them, was infrastructural access. So to simplify it for your listeners, there's language which the European Union use for some of these pieces that might be more aligned to James Bond movies in the 80s, but they what they call an AI factory and what they call supercomputers, they are what people want right now. We don't have an AI factory here. And to make it very simple for people, that's around giving people access to speed and complexity in a server scenario. So for example, in Radio Kerry today, your servers that are running in the background, like every office, if we were to say that that's running at approximately, if I give you an analogy, that's going at 100 kilometers an hour. Mm-hmm. And if you were to analyze a Japanese bullet train, That's going at about 360. We've probably all seen those little video clips where it whizzes by.
Yeah.
But these supercomputers are going at roughly, in this analogy, at 2000. You can't even see the speed and complexity that it can solve in itself. We don't have our own server. We do have access. And added to that, it's not just a solution and the complexity. It's also about how do you make that IT resilient and secure. So we've been partnering with one of our founders, MTU, on their cyber side. And we're bringing some of those solutions on cybersecurity and cyber resilience to SMEs, corporates, and the startups for their products. And we've brought them to the table to our friends in Luxembourg, where the AI factory is based. And there are two key elements of the solution we're bringing to the table. And the third element of it is with AI, you constantly hear about it, Amber, the, you know, is it ethical, the behavioral, will it go off? If I design an AI product or a tool, is it going to go off and hallucinate, as we've all seen some of the pieces out there. So there's testing and guidelines that need to be put into place from a behavioral. So the three elements of the RDI AI gateway is where corporates, companies, and startups can come in and start to build something. And I'll talk about that in a second. The second element of that is that they can test it. Is it acting ethically? And how far can we push it to make sure it is resilient? And from a regulatory perspective, if it's fintech, is it doing what it says it should do and it's not doing anything else? And then thirdly is, as I said, the cyber and IT resilience side. And that's brilliant for us to be bringing one of our partners from Ireland to Luxembourg to help advance their own technology stack in itself.
It's fantastic. It's really, really interesting. Explain to me, what does it mean for companies then, or organizations or businesses that might be interested maybe in using it?
It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're a software developer, that this is key for me as much as it is. But what we're beginning to see with AI is that a lot more companies are beginning to start to realize, non-technical companies who are running through some of our AI Navigator programs with Enterprise Ireland and the Smart Regions, some of them are non-tech companies who would never have hired people in technology before. And now, instead of buying a solution off the shelf, AI is bringing it the opportunity for them to design and develop something themselves. And they can do that fairly quickly, but they need the space, as I said, to build that, test that, and bring the solution into their own technology stack that they need for themselves. So we've all heard of the SaaS software as a service companies who are under pressure, because typically if Amber and Fergal had a business idea or a need in the morning for a tool, we might go online and pay so much per month and download it and off you go. And now people are beginning to say, well, maybe I can build it myself. And that's what this is about.
Fantastic. It's a great idea. And I think it's so important as well, because I suppose when you're building something like this for your own company or for your own specific needs, Fergal, you can build it for exactly that and you know it's going to do what you want it to do. But I think one of the things that you touched on as well that jumps out at me is the ethical side of it. And we need it to be trustworthy. I suppose it's a vital aspect of it as well. And this gateway, it really does ensure that, because you're working with trusted partners as well in collaboration with it.
Absolutely. And I think it has to be to the forefront of everybody. You know, I'm sure one of the questions you might have been thinking of today, Amber, or your listeners are, is, you know, oh, can we trust AI? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it going to give me the right answer? Is it going to suggest the right thing? So if it's a financial institution developing a tool for a credit decision, is it going to make the right decision for that institution to say, well, we're going to give Fergal that loan or we're not? And likewise, any engagement with that, is it going to act ethically? So that risk and governance has to be to the fore. And that's what we're seeing with every company that we deal with, whether it's the startup, whether it's that SME saying, we're not too sure what to do with AI at the moment, but they're thinking of it ethically because of their customer data. And then we're looking at supporting the corporates who've got their maybe more ambitious plans. But again, where does it start? And you have to go back to that basis, is if we bring something to market internally or externally, whether it's for customers externally or your own employees, is it going to go off and hallucinate? But it's fantastic to have that facility, not just available the first time from Kerry's perspective, but from an Irish perspective. It's been a huge thing to see the first of its kind coming out of collaborations out of Kerry.
It certainly is. It's absolutely fantastic. And I want to talk to you a little bit about those collaborations as well, because you mentioned those European links you have. You've mentioned, I suppose, all the different groups in Kerry here in terms of the council and MTU who you're working with as well. It's hugely important, isn't it, to be able to have those links and to create them and to be able to collaborate, because I suppose you're getting the best of all the different areas and what they can achieve and what they can produce as well. And that's hugely important when you are working on a project like this.
Absolutely. And look, I think everybody knows their strengths, and I think everybody knows what they can bring to the table. And I think collaboration is very easy when people have the same goal, and that is to give people opportunity. This isn't necessarily a product that somebody wants to sell and is trying to cost it out and everybody getting margin. This is really about bringing supports that are there. And when we're working on European projects at the moment, and every time we're at a consortium meeting or whether we're in Brussels, you know, the one thing I'm hearing all the time is about cross-regional supports. And look, Ireland has been in the region in Kerry, and the Southwest has been a huge beneficiary of the EU. But I think it's a fantastic thing to be able to join the dots where perhaps, you know, our friends in Luxembourg who are giving us access to their sandboxes and to the AI factory, to be able to bring the likes of that, again, one of its kind in Ireland, being the Munster Technological University Cyber Range facility, and Dr. Hazel Murray and has been fantastic in supporting us on that. And I think we've really brought the Southwest to the fore from a European perspective by doing that. But like you said, it's about collaboration. It's about opportunity. We're not isolating this to just people from Kerry or from the Southwest, anybody in Ireland. And in fact, a lot of the corporates and local authorities in Ireland have already been engaged with us over the past number of months on the basis of what this opportunity might bring for them.
That's fantastic to hear. And I wanted to ask you about that as well, in terms of this system now, I suppose, in this gateway. Who can benefit from it, and maybe how do they go about reaching out to you maybe to benefit from it, Fergal?
Yeah, so look, everybody would have to be assessed first. So we work with the Irish partner called iCheck, and iCheck would be the facilitator to the AI factory in Luxembourg. And also there's access to similar in France. So they would, from an EU perspective, be our partners in this. And we would assess everybody from that perspective about getting access to it. So whether that is, again, a pillar bank, or whether that's a local authority, or whether that's a startup, no matter where you're based, quick assessment to make sure, can you make use of it? The EU are very keen here for, you know, not to get too technical, Amber, but, you know, data sovereignty. So we know what's happening geopolitically across the world, in the US, where there's a lot of nationalism and localization from a data perspective. So the data security for European firms and authorities is critical for the EU itself. And on a recent visit with the EU Commissioner Michael McGrath and his team, again, they were keen to very much point that out. And this is what this platform gives them as well, is the opportunity to make sure their data is secure within a European environment, but also in a very resilient space. So what we're looking to do is, if any corporates, local authorities, startups are looking to gain access to understand more about it, first of all, you can go to the rdihub.com for a more detailed overview than I've just given, but also to touch base with us and register an interest so that we can actually sit down and talk to you and assess, is this right for you, first of all? And if it is, how do we get you access in? And then we take it from there and give you the supports to get through it. So it's not necessarily just a username and password, but as you can imagine, there's a bit of complexity in the background, but it's a very straightforward process for us to assess and support people getting access. But it's to understand what you need from it first, and then bring people through that journey and make sure the experience is a positive one for us and for the people involved itself.
It sounds like you've put so much work in behind the scenes to get it to where it is today, and to make sure that it's best possible version that it can be, to suit, as you mentioned there, you know, the people that will be interested, and to make sure that, you know, it will be the right fit for people as well. Are you happy with how it's all turned out, Fergal?
Yeah, I can imagine when you announce something like this, people go, oh, right, okay, that's great. But it has been a huge amount of effort in the last 6 months, you know, from initial conversations with corporate partners like Fexco to see would they be willing to pilot and offer their support as one of our founding partners, working with Brendan O'Connell and George Manny in MTU, is to see how could we advance this as well. Everybody has been really supportive. At no point did we meet a roadblock that somebody said, this isn't a good idea, this isn't going to make any change. But it is the biggest, you know, it's the next step in evolution. Going back to your original question a few moments ago, what's next for the RDI and where are we going? This is it. I mean, it's the infrastructural access and given a level playing field. If you can rewind 25 years ago when the dot-com bubble was just about to burst, what did people want back then? And it was access from a broadband, from an online perspective. And similarly now, people need infrastructural access. It's not so much just about how do I start a business. I think we're brilliant at that in Ireland. We're brilliant at it in Kerry. Some of the expertise we have in-house is fantastic in the RDI. A lot of our members benefit from all of those pieces to help them on their journey. This is critical for the success going forward. And as I said at the very beginning, again, collaboration has been superb. A lot of late nights, a lot of travel, but to get it over the line is fantastic.
I can imagine it's brilliant and it's very exciting as well. As you mentioned, it's a market first here in Ireland and in Kerry as well, which is even better. Again, we're delighted and very proud. I can imagine you all are as well. It's fantastic to see. But Fergal, it sounds fantastic and look, the best of luck with it. And no doubt it will benefit so many different businesses and organisations, you know, here in Kerry and, as you mentioned, further afield as well. But thanks so much for taking the time this evening to chat to me about it.
Not at all. Pleasure, Amber. Anytime.